Again, Chavzayin Abayz.
The Mishnah in Noidim Laharagim Lachoymim Lemuksim.
Chavzayin Abayz.
The Mishnah is the person.
I appreciate you waiting. Thank you very much.
A person makes a neder to a harog. What is a harog? A person that comes to steal money. A ganav comes to the home and he says, "Give me your money." And if you don't give him the money, he has no problem murdering a person. No problem. Murder. Murder is not from the averus chamuris in this person's book. Is murder aser?
It's a minig.
Not sure.
It's only a minig.
Not sure.
Minig oikar halacha.
I'm not sure.
He's my rabbi, Shlomo Rabinowitz.
Okay, but there's something called. This fellow comes down and says, "What do you got? I want some money." So on the table there's some delicious food. So he says, "Give me the food or I'll kill you." So he says, "Yeah, but this food is truma." I'm dealing with the Jew, the ganef is Rashi.
Are you starting from the Mishnah?
Yes, the Mishnah. So the Balabai says, "Don't take the food." Because the food is truma. Now the murderer, the person that's murdering, he's Jewish, so you say it's truma. Oh, it's truma. Oh, I'm not gonna go take the truma. Murder. That's not. That's
okay. But
that's okay. It's like the koyanim on the mizbeach.
He'll kill somebody, but he won't eat truma.
That is correct.
Yeah. How do you coincide? How do you put those two together?
That's the only kasha you have in this world.
What do you mean? You don't see it in today's world?
We're talking about killing?
We're killing?
Yeah, on the Mizbeach. They were fighting on the Mizbeach. They stabbed the other guy.
It doesn't say stabbed. They pushed him out off the ramp.
No, he stabbed him. And he was dying to him. He says, "Get rid of him before he dies." So he's not shouldn't be metame.
Yeah.
The Beis HaMikdash. They're more concerned about Tumah V'Tahara than they are concerned about the murder.
So what's the pshat in that?
What? Pukhazim. We'll see what goes on this world. So therefore, what does he say? He say, "Don't eat, don't take this food." Now, the truth is, the food is not truma.
So one second, he says, "I'm making a neder. Give
me
this
food." No. A ganav comes into the house and says, "I want something to eat."
Yeah.
So you say to him, "I have nothing to give you. Get lost."
Yeah.
So he says, "You know, don't give me. I'm going to kill you."
What if the ganav is a kohen?
The ganav is a kohen. What difference does it make?
He can eat the truma.
Oh, so he's not good. He has a good kasha. Mr. Goldberg.
But then there's a problem because if he doesn't give it to him and he shoots him, he's
not a kohen. Let's say he's a Yisrael.
And can he make a
to No. So what he's saying over here is that this is the case of the Mishnah. One thing at a time. Let's get the case of the Mishnah first. Everybody gets cautious. So the person says, "Do not. I see this food on the table. Give me the food, or I'll kill you." Yeah. So he says, "No. The food on the table is truma." So he says, "You liar, it's not true, it's school, and give it to me." He says, "I make a neder, I make a vow."
Who says this?
The Balabais.
The Balabais,
"I'm telling you the food is truma, and if I'm a liar, then I want all of my possessions to be forbidden to me." Whatever, he makes some type of neder, he puts himself in a very difficult situation in order to impress upon the ganef that the food is truma.
Yeah.
If you'll tell the ganef
the
food
is...
What? Because the ganef, for some strange reason... No, so for some strange reason, he says something is truma, it's like it's contaminated. He doesn't want to have any truma. He's anti-religious. He will see them first. So you make a neder. Of course, because that's why you say truma, because if it's a goy couldn't care less. Food is food. You say to a Jew, "Oh, it's truma, I don't want anything to do with this truma." For some reason, I don't know, we have to get someone excellent in psychology. The Balabais, he tells the ganef, "The food is truma." By telling the ganef the food is truma, the ganef will leave it alone. He's not going to take it. Problem is, the ganef doesn't believe you. He thinks you're a liar. So in order to impress upon him that it's really truma, what you do is you make a neder. And you say, "If I'm lying to you and the food is not truma, then everything else that I possess, all the other food should be forbidden upon me as a karban with the din of a neder." So it's a lie. Basically, this is an outright blatant lie. You make a neder and the neder is a lie. So now when the ganef goes away, is a neder chal? So the answer is that neder is not chal. This is called an oinus. This is the continuation of the previous mission.
Why is this called
this? Because I don't want him to steal my property. I don't want him to steal my food. I have no choice but
to lie.
How are you allowed to lie? It's a pella how you're allowed to do this, because the only time you're allowed to lie is in the Darke Shalom. And even Darke Shalom, the Sefer Hasidim, the Magen Avraham passes like this, and almost all of the Achronim passes like this, it's only Darke Shalom from the past, but not for the future. The Sefer Hasidim says, if a person comes to you and says to you, "Can you please lend me money?" And you say to him, "Sorry, I was a lie. I don't have any money." Why do you want to lie to him? because you don't want to give it to him. You're not going to give him the money. No way. So if you're going to tell him no, he's going to hate you. So when they dark his shalom, I don't want him to hate me.
And that's permitted.
Imagine someone comes to kill you and you tell
him. Pikuach nefesh. Okay, I don't think this. Okay, let's see.
The right
let's take a look. Let's see.
So you're saying, okay,
we have to go
right.
We have to go right next. Noidim laharogim ule charamin. What are charamim? It means also it means robbers, but so robbers that are not going to kill you. Okay, robbers are not going to kill you. And ule moichsin.
He's lying. He made some nether, but he's really.
He lies. He says, "I do not take what I have. You this food on the table."
And I'm making
the Ganef wants to steal it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not take it. If you will, for whatever the reason, I don't know the psychology, but whatever the reason is, if you will tell them, this person will understand that this is truma. For some reason, in his mind, truma is disgusting. It's not choshev. He doesn't hold from it. If you tell him the food is truma, it's like you're telling him the food is grade C. Okay? I want a fruit. Oh, this fruit I got
it cheapens.
Right, because since truma is limited only to Gehanim, and it's sold for a cheaper price, in the eyes of the Ganav, he doesn't want to eat it. So the only problem is he doesn't believe you. By making a neder, he will believe you. But the neder is a lie. Does that automatically trigger upon you?
So he's saying no.
Neder. So the answer is no. Three examples. Number one is a Ganav laharogim, a Ganav that will kill a person. Number two is lacharamin, a Ganav that will not kill you. Number three is lemuchsin.
But what's charamim then?
A Ganav that will not kill, like a cherim.
Oh, yeah. One second. He doesn't believe you, right? So you make a neder.
He believes you.
Tell him the neder that if you don't believe me, then I'm going to make this neder.
Then all of my then all no. Believe me when I tell you that it's truma. If I'm lying and it's not truma, then all of my possessions should be also to me.
And the Ganav says this guy would never make such a nether.
Exactly.
If it wasn't true.
Exactly. I know someone who called up. I'll give you an example. I know someone who called up a doctor on Shabbos. The child was not feeling well.
Kiddush?
The doctor. He called up the doctor on Shabbos, and the doctor said, "Listen, I don't know what's going on, but I know you. I know who you are. I know that you're a God-fearing Jew. I've dealt with you. If you're calling me on Shabbos, you better get to the hospital right now. I don't know what the condition is. Just the fact that you're willing to mechal Shabbos to call me, this must be serious. You better get into the office right now."
I called my doctor on Yontif. My daughter was bleeding. She was a newborn. She was bleeding from her belly button. I called the doctor. The doctor said, "It's okay. That's normal, you know, it's normal for a 2-day-old baby." You know.
2-day-old?
Yeah.
Okay. But this person, he sees this guy is making a neder, and he says, "Is this truma? I'm telling you it's truma. I'm making a neder." So the Ganav says, if this guy, I'm not a religious person, but he's a religious person, and if he's making this neder, and I know what religion is all about, then he must be dead serious. So you know what? It's truma. I don't want to eat it. I don't hold from truma. Truma means in my book, it means it's stale. It means chvestis, whatever it means in his mind. I don't want to go eat it. So the truth, though, is the guy's a liar. The one who made the nether, the whole nether is a false nether. The halacha is, it's called nidri oinsin, and the nether is not chal. The only reason why you made the nether is to escape losing your money, either to escape with your life or to escape the charamim. Rashi says he's not going to lose his life because he's a ganav. And number three is a tax collector.
Charam means charam is just going to steal from him.
Charam. Charam means it's dead, set aside.
Rashi says, "Listen, be how much I know Hayrik."
Okay, that's Rashi. Macharim. Look at the Ran. Macharimin v'shoylin, plunderers, people that come, that just they come into your home and they just rip the house apart. They look for things. People, low lives. A low life comes into your house.
It's also not chal because he was for.
Ulumuchsin is tax collectors. Tax collectors, you have to pay the tax. Tax includes everything you got is tax. So you want to say this, no. This you don't take for tax. This is truma. It's truma, you don't take this for tax. Okay, so three examples of why a person would lie and tell these three types of people that it is not really, it's not yours to take. Noidim laharogin, ulecharamin, ulumuchsin, shehi truma, afal pi she'ena truma. Next halacha. Number two, Shehein Shal Beis HaMelech. You make a neder, don't take this. this does not belong to me, this belongs to the king. Now, if the ganav hears...
So what's the verdict? It doesn't say that the neder
it's
is not
valid. It's not a neder.
Where does it say that?
The end of the Mishnah.
Oh, end of the Mishnah.
End of the Mishnah. Yeah. These are all continuation of... These are all nidre. These are all nidre.
Okay.
Next, let's say you say to the ganav of these three people... You say to these people that this is not... That this it belongs to the melech. It doesn't. It's not mine. It belongs to him. So a god of honor. I'm not going to fool around with the melech. It's one thing to go and steal from an ordinary citizen, but I'm not going to go steal from the king.
And he makes a neder.
He makes a neder if it's if I'm a liar, if I'm lying to you that this does not belong to the melech, then all of my possessions. I'm just giving you an example. Shall be usher to me. The person who makes neder prohibits upon himself something that of meaning, as if it's. To be also behana if he's lying. The person that he's speaking to believes that he's not lying. Next, Beishamai, now we go to a new halacha. Beishamai, those are two examples. These are nidri oints in the nether is not chal. Next halacha, Beishamai, b'chol gudin, chutz mibishvua. Okay, now shvua, you can do this. With a person over here, in other words, in all these examples, you can lie all you want, but you're not allowed to make a shvua to a tax collector, to a harogin and the haramim. You're not allowed, in order to impress upon them that to save your assets, you're not allowed to make a shavua. A shavua is more chomor because it has Hashem's neder. Only can make a neder because a neder you're not saying Hashem's name. A shavua is
a bona fide shavua is when you say Hashem's name.
I believe so. In this example, are you saying Hashem's name? I don't even know. Rashi says shlo yomer yesu peres shabul olai b'shavua. Im einam shelter, it seems that you're not. I don't know for sure. I didn't learn anything here too well. But it seems that even to say the word shavua, even if you do not say Hashem's name, just the fact that you say the word shavua, you're already bringing up a dove that's chomer ad ma'id. A shavua, the Ran says, d'chsev be lo yinake. Hashem ki lo yinake es asher yiso es shemoi lashav. Does it mean that in this particular case, a person actually said Hashem's name, or he just said a shavua? I do not know.
What is the letters? An ois aleph and a dalet.
Ois dalet on the side of the Gemara says le'el daf. There's a previous Gemara. We had this Gemara before.
This means he's not allowed to do it with lechatchil. The Mishnah is telling you noidrin, right?
Correct.